Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything. All right,
you know, I know about Ted Nugent being a manly guy. I mean, in person, I've seen, you know, like professional wrestlers, NFL players, big, huge, 7 foot tall guys, and they have a presence. But Ted Nugent has a live presence. When last time I hung out with him, he was like 71. Haven't seen him in a year. And you're like, man, this guy has an electric presence. You feel good around him. You feel strengthened. You feel love. And I get around the left. I get around Chucky Schumer or Pelosi. I've been around the halls of Congress. You feel a shiver up your spine. You turn around, and it's Chucky Schumer, man. It's the opposite of Ted Nugent energy. So let's talk about that in these next few segments. I mean, I couldn't join these people, even if they threatened to kill me, because their energy sucks, Ted.
Well, stop and think of what they say and how they say it. All you need to do is play a loop of Nancy Pelosi behind President Trump ripping up with that vicious, evil witch look on her face. She's literally committing a felony live on television during the State of the Union address, ripping up We the People's State of the Union copy. She, and look at her face. Saturday Night Live's couldn't do a skit that depicts a more demonic, deranged, nasty, hateful, rotten, mean-spirited person.
No, I agree. Let's talk about your energy, because I've been around a lot of people. Trump has amazing energy as well. What makes you have that energy?
Well, again, I have 72 years clean and sober, and I've been surrounded by the greatest people in the world. I'm a bow hunter, so I have to have a higher level of awareness to get my dinner with a sharp stick. You got to be sneaky and have tactics, and you have to be, you know, tactically tuned in. I pursue omniscience. I'm never going to achieve omniscience, but when I'm bow hunting and jamming with my incredible musicians, my level of awareness is like a sponge. Remember, Alex, I got to play bass guitar for Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley. I jammed with B.B. King. I jammed with...
So you're saying you literally psychically mesh with these people. You mesh with the nature, you're tuned in.
Yes. And that literally provides you an energy that all the juicing and all the vitamins and all the minerals and all the venison can't provide. So it's like my son Rocco said, here's a great quote from a Native American chief, and everybody should write this down and imprint it. God gave you everything you need. You already have everything you need. You have to know yourself intimately, constantly pursue that inner knowledge so you can put to use these incredible, miraculous gifts. You watch some of these great athletes and these great bow hunters and the Native Americans, Crazy Horse and Cochise and Sitting Bull, and you watch how they conduct themselves, their spiritual life with the buffalo and the nature that provides them food, lodging, clothes, weapons, tools, medicine, but most importantly, spirit. That's why my song is Spirit of the Wild. My TV show is Spirit of the Wild. My campfire is Spirit Campfire. And people have dug into this and listened to the lyrics of my song, Great White Buffalo, and realize that modern man can be so spoiled that when it gets really cold outside or there's a flood, they can run out of toilet paper. I mean, talking about the anti-being prepared Boy Scout.
You're explaining, so it's not about the material. The spirit is everything. With that comes the material, and I can feel that spirit when I'm around you. And that's why they demonize you. People go, oh, don't look at Ted Nugent. He's bad. They don't want you to experience the Ted Nugent, and then the spirit's infectious.
You know, and I'm very deep into the spirit world, but I also shovel my dog kennels, so I'm deep into the shoveling the poop world. So I'm
well, that's how it is. You got to be in the ground. You got to be a farmer. You got to be real to be connected to God.
I think so. I think when you do what we do every spring as farmers and ranchers, and I'm just a guitar player, but I've always been fascinated by the earth. I've always been that fascinated by that man in the arena, like the gladiator. Before he went into battle, he grabbed a handful of soil and made sure that the most powerful attribute is being down to earth. grounded. That's what the rednecks are. That's what the farmers and ranchers and hunters and fishermen and trappers, and that's what all these people across America.
Exactly. And the left is up in high-rise buildings their whole lives like mold. They've never been grounded. We need to save them, but can they be saved? Final segment with Ted Nugent in 60 seconds. We join a lot of stations, and I've been interviewing this guy for 20 years. That was the most powerful interview ever. We got a little bit left. Wow, I am on fire!
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
No, I'm being honest with listeners. I know the metaphysical's real. I know God's real. I know the spirit's like a fire. You can't just keep that fire under yourself. You got to share it with other people like this candle I'm lighting here in studio with Ted Nugent right now. On TV and radio with a simulcasting. They want to put America's flame out. They want to put our republic's flame out. But they can't do it if we continue to share it. But if they're able to demoralize us and make us be cowards and make us be fearful, they can put that flame out. But you're aware of them trying it. They don't have the power to do that anymore. And so, Ted, you just knocked it out of the park. Some stations just joined us. I've talked about knowing you, because I've known a lot of people. You know more famous people than I have, but a lot of famous people have something about them, a spark, a gravitas. But with you, it's a very focused, good, clean, energy. One of the strongest souls I've ever met. Your wife's one of the other ones, amazing lady. You were speaking about that spirit, because the more I get older, the more I research, I can talk about documents and globalism and the New World Order and facts and bills and history, but it really comes down to spirit, and the whole system is trying to suppress our spirit and make us these domesticated idiots. That's what you've said. I've taken with Mike Judge out many times. Hollywood folks that hate my guts, we shoot for an hour, eat barbecue, settle. This is so easy. I love it. They're converted in an hour. Really, I think converting these people is the answer. Some of them are evil, like Pelosi and Obama and Biden. They're too far gone. But a lot of their minions are actually imprisoned, I think. So is it worth it to outreach to them, or what do you recommend?
Oh, it's absolutely worth it, Alex. I would welcome everybody to come on my Facebook and witness the tens of thousands, actually millions, almost 4 million people on my Facebook. And I've always preached quite militantly that clean and sober is the only way you're going to be in the asset column for your mother. The only way you're going to be an asset to your family, your neighborhood, your country, the earth, your fellow man, is by being tuned in with reality, not a fog, not a chemically induced awareness, because that is actually comfortably numb is uncomfortably dumb. But when you're clean and sober and you take good care of your body, it's a sacred temple, you will discover pulsations and electricity and sounds and sights that otherwise you're unaware of. Let me put it in the most graphic way. There is a movement in this country to ban hunting. Well, I was with the Gravon and the Assiniboine up in Montana hunting buffalo because the land, I don't care how much land it is, will only support so much wildlife. So they harvest buffalo every year for food, clothing, shelter, medicine, tools, and spirit. And when
I... perfect cycle.
Yes, when I finally put my sharp arrow and I used God's gifts to be stealthy and tuned in as a predator, I killed that buffalo. And the snow started coming. Alex, bear with me a second. I'll make it as short as I can.
No, take your time.
We approached the dead buffalo, and the hair on my arms was standing up like it is right now. And it's such a magnificent beast, but you know you killed it. You know, you accepted it as a gift from the Great Spirit, and we lit some sweet grass, and the wind was howling and blowing the scent of this sweet grass, which is a ritual of the Native Americans. Alex, as the chief handed me the sweet grass to pray at the body of the buffalo for providing us life, I swear to God, the wind stopped, the snow stopped, I'm holding this sweet grass burning over the body of this buffalo that I was given as a gift of life. And I look to the sky and there's an eagle soaring where just seconds ago it was overcast and howling and snowing. And I cried like a baby, and the chief put his arm around me and we didn't say a word. But there's a spirituality to the physics of life. And if we seek that higher level of awareness, and you attain it when you harvest your own food and clothing like I have done my whole life, not exclusively. I still go to the store for hardware, but
system is about taking us out of that. Keep going. Explain this in the minutes we have left. Exactly. Our communion with God's creation is like a form of worship of God, and the Native Americans know that. That's why they lied about you and said you hate Native Americans when your whole career has been promoting them, because they're scared of them coming together.
Yes. Well, I know that the spirit is on my side. The Native American tribes and I are blood brothers. We share sweat lodges. We share spirit. We share political activism to get our rights back, to get our freedom back. So when you condemn Ted Nugent for murdering innocent animals, you're literally spitting on the grave of Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull, which is a perfect example of the spiritual deadness.
Explain to people that if there aren't wolves and coyotes, there isn't stuff. You get an overpopulation of deer like Austin, but this is harvesting, that we make the land better when we use it. I mean, it's a fraud, the idea that we should just go to McDonald's and eat some Bill Gates GMO hamburger instead of going out and butchering it ourselves. It's a good thing to do that. It's normal. It's natural. It's a process that's ingrained in our genetics. And when we do that, it unlocks all this potential in us that is in our epigenetics.
I attribute my aliveness, my happiness, my buoyancy, my old age athleticism, and my spirit of musical adventure with these great virtuosos I collaborate with. I attribute that to clean living, the discipline of my parents, the discipline I learned and continue with my circle of life, my family, my band, my friends. That discipline to be the best that you can be, it's alive and well across this America. That's why your toilet flushes, and that's why your light goes on. That's why you can still buy gas, even though Biden's trying to make it illegal. You really examine the agenda of the left, and it's anti-human. It's anti-life. Bill Gates is literally the crown of the devil with his agenda of global population reduction. And who would trust Fauci with a needle? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I'm just a guitar player, and I'm smart enough to know that.
Oh, you're more than just a guitar player. You're amazing, Ted Nugent, and I can feel my energy getting stronger. I know you're feeling it. So I think the message here today is, as bad as it is, this is the enemy desperate striking out. So as long as we do the right thing and are good people, we're going to succeed in the end together.
I believe that.
And to that point, Alex, one thing I've noticed from him is, no one can alter someone's energy field that is connected to the creator within. And all of these parasitic kind of beings, they thrive on individuals who are disconnected from their own source, disconnected from their food source, disconnected for why they're alive, their purpose, their mission, what they're here for, how they serve others, continuously in reception of benefit, and not really connected to the creator. This is an example of someone who has reminded me of, you don't access the creator only by closing eyes and going inward, although that's a way, but you also embody the creator by continuously giving and connecting to that source.
Oh, I get so close to God just gardening. I mean, or just, like you said, roofing a house. It's just work. It's normal human activity, and that's what they want to take us out of. Amazing. All right, we got about a minute and a half left. Ted Nugent, closing comment, and Rocco, closing comment.
Well, God bless America. God bless the heroes of the military and their families, the law enforcement heroes, the sheepdogs who protect the sheep. God bless our Border Patrol, who have a great relationship. And God bless people who put their heart and soul into being an asset by hard work and sacrifice and risk in the asset column for their family and America.
No one can dislodge you from the bond we have with the Creator, if you are connected to the Creator within, if you take the time to honor your body, mind, spirit, temple, learning about trauma, learning about our collective trauma, learning about our ancestors and becoming more renewed and ready to be crystalline. When something is anti-life, it's anti-crystalline, and that's the metaphor of the Antichrist. We get lost in all the conspiracies, and I've definitely, like you, Alex, I know I've gone down deep, deep rabbit holes, but you mentioned epigenetics, Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza. The more we learn about our own well-being physiologically, the less that we can be tampered with, the less that we can be separated from our own well-being and then psychologically hijacked.
That's why they want to isolate us from each other. It's been amazing. Best interview yet, TedNugent.com. Rocco, come on as a guest sometime, brother. You're a great guy. We love you. So, and if, how do people find you, Rocco?
Rockamoon.co, Rockamoon on Instagram. I like the moon, reflect the light, and learn from him in all ways. And I'll be with him a lot. So.
Well, say hi to your awesome family for me. We love it. Ted Nugent, and hey, who knows? If I don't come up tonight, are you playing next Thursday? I'm going to come up there either tonight or next Thursday.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to do it every Thursday. And if you want to come to hear the greatest rhythm, blues, and rock and roll, me and John and Johnny do it every Thursday at Tucker Hall in Waco.
All right. There it goes. Thank you so much, Ted Nugent. Wow, that was a powerful interview. And, you know, I mean, they're always good with Ted Nugent, but that one was out of the damn park. All right, I'm going to track more of the enemy operations, and they're shutting churches down in Canada, putting fences up around them in the COVID lockdown. We're going to have a live feed from one of those churches fighting back. Coming up, stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, license fees may apply, call for cost information and conditions, CPOS, letter, license, and all 50 states, and LS, consumer access, number 33.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Over the mountain, ladies and gentlemen, we've definitely done that. Gone over the mountain. You know you're going to go over the mountain. They want to take you under the mountain. They're going to tell you you went over the mountain. I don't even tell you come with me. I say come with God. And we'll go over the mountain together. I think about Ted Nugent. I've known him for a long time, many, many years ago. But it was like, he's not even acting like a big tough guy or anything. Like, something like, what's going on with this guy? And it's because he's like psychic and he's dialed in. And you dial into it and it's just what it is what it is. And then I'm the same way. So it's like, yeah, it's like, is that me right there? I'm not trying to say I'm Ted Nugent. It's like, I feel like this is my brother. And I've run into black people, Hispanic folks, women, you name it, but particularly men. Men are able to sink into men. Women are able to sink into other women's psychic connections. And this is all real, and the enemy knows that. And they're trying to blanket that with the racism and all this crap, and it's so ridiculous. Folks, here's my frustration. That's why I get so pissed off. I spent hours last night after my children went to bed researching. I spent hours this morning, and it's just so ridiculous. It should be so easy to beat. Same thing I said yesterday. They're all the news. DeSantis won't give black people shots, trying to trick black people to go get shots. And then I saw other reports all over the news where when they catch the media lying or they catch the media doing something, they go, it's racism. It has nothing to even do with it, except the globalists actually want to kill everybody. And so I've got the stacks here, probably 10 articles of them creating race baiting garbage and flipping it. It's like whatever they're doing, they flip it. And then there's different schools of thought. I could spend an hour on each one of these articles and discover every little piece of it and talk about how it works and talk about how it's a deployment. But at the end of the day, you get caught up in making it your God by giving it all your attention. Just know this. Whatever comes out of these people's mouths is meant to kill your ass. I mean, you know, I got to remind myself all the time. I get caught up just constantly studying these people. It'll drive you crazy because they're nuts. These people are scum, man. They've got it out for everybody. That's a perfect example. I was thinking of the article and I couldn't remember it. And you guys just magically, the most badass crew ever, pulled it up. Here's an example. We have video of this. We'll help. Pull it up. We'll play it. Start next hour before J.D. Iron takes over. MSNBC nips white evangelicals resisting vaccinations because they know blacks are the main group not taking it because they figured it out. God bless them. So they got, there's white racists don't want you to have the shot. Well, Bill Gates literally wants to kill your ass. I mean, God, I can't take it anymore, man. And they've got all these black women all over TV. Here's an example. I sent this to the crew. I sent it to them Sunday, and here we are 4 or 5 days later. We never aired it. I don't know if they can find it. But it's the Saturday Night Live. And they're like, coming up on Saturday Night Live,
black people won't take the vaccine. So they have a black guy with a British accent, like he's smart, but other black people aren't. They love British accents. And it's the black, a British guy literally going, I'll give you black people barbecue and watermelon or whatever if you take the shot. And the black guy has like a classic black southern voice, like, that's dumb. I ain't going to take that from you. And it's literally them caricatures making fun of black people with a black guy with a British accent being racist to them because of their accent from where they are, saying they're fighting racism, and then it's on CNN. I mean, I can't. These people piss me off, man, and it's constant. I give you the barbecue, you take it. Can you imagine if I had a show? And I got up there and I went, I give you black people some barbecue. In fact, cue that up if you can. This is what I'm talking about. It is everything they say we are is them. And at a certain point, what is the point of even debating these people? And then they've been caught in so, yeah, here it is. Let's cue it up. In fact, if you have the audio ready, you got the audio ready? You guys can pull it up really quick, great. They have it. Okay, here it is. Well, watch this for yourself. It's okay. Our computers, hey, I only have like a $100,000 computer in there. It's not the crew's fault. The $100,000 computer messes up about 1% of the time. The $1 million computer hardly ever messes up. So I can't afford the $1 million switcher, so it just locked up on it. But whenever it boots back up, we'll play it for you. The point is that you tune to Saturday Night Live, and they literally have black people trying to sound like they can't talk to make fun of black people to say you're an ignorant black person because you don't want to trust a vaccine that's experimental, a vaccine that's already killed a bunch of people, a vaccine that's connected to people like Bill Gates that says he wants to kill poor people, especially blacks. Imagine there was a car dealer that said, well, sometimes I like to blow people up. Sometimes I put plastic explosives in people's cars. You wouldn't go buy a car from them, but Bill Gates is saying all this. Well, we'll go to break. We'll re-download that piece. It's my fault. I should have played it on Monday. Should have played it on Sunday. Actually, I had it for Sunday's show. Time just all meshes together. And the fact that I didn't play it twice, I guess the computer it kind of got rotten or something. It's not going to work. We'll re-download it. We'll re-download it. But you don't need to see the clip. You see this crap every day, constantly, over and 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 over. And so black folks on average say, we're not going to take vaccines. We don't trust your secret history of experimenting on us. And they go, how about I give you some barbecue then? Oh, but it's a black person talking out of black folks, so it's okay. Here it is.
I'm black and I'm British. Basically, I'm what the royal family was worried the baby would look like.
Oh, isn't it funny? He's got a British accent and I'll talk down
to
America.
What's worse, British racism or American racism? Let me put it this way. British racism is so bad, white people left. They wanted to be free. Free to create their own kind of racism. So that's why they invaded Australia, South Africa, and Boston.
Same place a doctor trying to convince black people.
For $5,000, my next question is, will you take the vaccine right now?
Hey, 5 racks? It's a lot of bread. I could get me a little girlfriend.
And you can have a barbecue. You can have a barbecue completely vaccinated.
Nah, it ain't worth it.
What about you, Aishana?
You know I can't take that vaccine. I am a Christian.
Who told you Christians can't take the vaccine?
Facebook.
And then they have these black women speaking in an affected voice like they're idiots. Just turn it off.
He's sitting congressman.
But see, a bunch of white people hire a black person to do that to black people, and that's the racism. That's talking to blacks like they're dumb. Well, I say blacks must be pretty damn smart, because they're thinking like I'm thinking right now. Because they don't want to die of cancer or be sterilized. Burn in hell, all you writers at SNL. Burn in hell, you little Nazis. You're the real Nazis. Burn! Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
About to show you footage from Good Friday, and we've got footage from Easter as well in the UK and Germany and the US and Australia, saying these churches are closed. But right down the street, Walmart and Target are open. Sheila Gunn Reid was out on the street yesterday in Canada, where a major church has been shut down. The pastor's been arrested. They put a fence up around it. I want to get an update from her. We'll talk to her in a moment. But first, if I don't do this, we won't be here. Plus, these are great products. We don't have big sponsors. They took them all away. We've got a few small sponsors that maybe pay for 10% of what we need to fund the operation. 90% of our funding is you buying T-shirts, books, films, water filtration, air filtration, and supplements. And everybody needs high-quality organic vitamin D3 for your immune system and your body with what's going on. You always need it anyways. Everybody needs a multivitamin mineral. Liquid's the best with amino acids, and we have one of the best. There's some other great ones out there, but we have one of the best out there. It's super high-grade. It's in the 95th percentile. There's some stuff that's like $200 a canister that's probably better, quite frankly. It's got a bunch of weird stuff added to it, but we've got it, and it's very inexpensive and very affordable, 40% off vitamin mineral fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, 40% off, about to sell out. Despite that, I'm keeping it at that price until it sells out in the next week. And back in stock, super high-end vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your body's defenses, your immune system. You get them together for 50% off vitamin mineral fusion and winter sun, or get them separately 40% off together, InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, keep spreading the word, because when it comes to reaching tens of millions of people, thanks to you spreading the word and what we're doing it. I mean, wow, the last few weeks, it's been staggering. Despite all the censorship, despite all the attacks, the force is with us, the Holy Ghost is with us. We're doing some huge things, but financially, we're on E, and I want to expand, man. I want to be permanently at the Texas border showing the collapse the next few months. And that's expensive, you know, thousands a day or more to have security, $5,000, $6,000 a day with everything, to have a crew down there and people and insurance and, you know, a few security people. So we want to do this, but we need you to take action. So signal whether you want us to do this or not by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting some of the T-shirts, the books, the films. And if I see a big boost in that today, I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger and put a permanent team for the next, you know, 5, 6, 7 months, a year on the border, because the globalists do not want this seen, and we're going to do it. But Sheila Gunn Reed joins us. Sheila Gunn Reed on Twitter, rebelnews.com, and Ezra Levant. For folks that just tuned in, recap what's happening, the church, what's unfolding, what's going on, then putting a big fence up around it, the pastor being arrested, recently released, and the latest information. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex, and thanks so much for your ongoing interest in this story. It's truly an international story, despite what the mainstream media in my home province would have you believe. This church has been the flashpoint for the fight for religious freedom in Canada during the pandemic. The pastor there, Pastor James Coates, was arrested and incarcerated for 35 days in a maximum security provincial facility for refusing to limit his congregation to 15% of fire code capacity as per the public health orders here in Alberta. He refused to comply. He said it violated his religious freedom. So he was taken into custody. He's been released now, but the crackdown on his church has not stopped. So,
and let's be clear, the 50% is stand on your head, jump on one leg. It's all just arbitrary submission to the state. That you're not essential. Walmart's essential, but you're not.
Yes, that's an interesting point that you're pointing out there, Alex, because it's 15% of fire code capacity. But the Walmart up the road, but the Costco up the road, they can operate at 30% of fire code capacity. So this virus is truly amazing. It knows if you're going to Walmart or if you're going to praise God. Now, yesterday morning, the local RCMP, so that's our federal police force, plus the provincial health authority, Alberta Health Services, and a private security contractor, Paladin, plus a private fencing contractor showed up. I got alerted by members of the congregation who caught it all happening on the security cameras that are affixed to the church. They saw the police execute this raid. They started erecting fences. There's actually two that are blocking off the church building, as you see there. And then there's black tarping that obscures the fact that this was ever even a church in the first place. Basically, what they've done is they've put this church in a mask because the government could not force the congregation to wear one. And they've put up police checkpoints.
That's a great point. They literally muzzled a church with a black tarp.
Yes. And now, as you can see there in that footage, they've put up a police checkpoint at the end of the driveway to prevent people from even accessing the church property. And this, I want to point out, this is private property. This is the state seizing the private property of Canadian citizens because they won't comply with these public health orders.
And by the way, everybody overuses the Nazi analogies or the communist analogies, but this goes on in communist China. I mean, this is as bad as it gets. This is, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like an 8. A 10 would be mowing the people down with guns. I mean, this is unbelievably outrageous.
Yeah, this is something that I would imagine that we would see it happening to Christian churches in Hong Kong as the CCP continues to crack down on Christians there. It's not something that I thought that I would ever see in my home province. This is the kind of thing that I witnessed when I was in northern Iraq documenting the plight of the Christians there, the persecutions of the Christians there. But I never thought that I would see this happening in my home province.
Well, Sheila Gunreed, I never thought I'd see your prime minister endorse, quote, dictatorship. He says, I want Chinese dictatorship. I mean, this is just, people are always historically, they get hit by tyranny that lived in freedom, can't believe it until it's run over them. I mean, but we're in the process of being run over right now. This is happening.
Well, and where do they go from here? So as someone who pays close attention to this, I thought when the pastor was released from jail, when they were able to reach an agreement to get the pastor out of jail, because the pastor was going to stay in jail 4 months. Because a condition of his bail was that he had to abide by the public health orders that put him there in the first place. And he said, I'll be a prisoner of conscience then. I can't abide by those. So a deal was struck. That pastor was released from jail. And I thought that was the end of this. Now they've escalated it to seizing the church property. Where do they go from?
And let's be clear. I'm about to say, this bold move is run by the globalists. This has been decided at the Soros, Xi Jinping level. So that what's happening here is coming to us tomorrow, next week, next year. That's why you're so important right now. You're like, thanks for having you on. Are you kidding? My God. The only thing is they're not burning it down like Waco right now. This is incredible.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't really know where they go from here. For the government to do this, it's clear that they grossly misunderstand Christian theology and the Christian tradition. Because when they took the pastor to jail, the associate pastor got on the pulpit the following week and preached to a full capacity because he knew that that was what he was supposed to do. And he was willing to go to jail and serve in a cell right beside the other pastor. So the government thinks that seizing the church property is going to stop the church from gathering. Boy, they're in a staring contest. They are going to lose, Alex.
But they are followed. They're a bunch of followers, and they're run by evil. That's why they can't help themselves. Here is the incredible footage of the Prime Minister of the great country of Canada saying he endorses the CCP and total dictatorship. Here it is.
The level of admiration I actually have for China, because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say, we need to go green as fast as we need to start, investing in solar. I mean, there is a flexibility that I know Stephen Harper must dream about of having a dictatorship that he could do everything he wanted. That I find quite interesting.
So we're going to go to break and back with our guest for another segment ahead of Jay Dyer with a huge sparse 2025-2028 report. But it's even a lie. They don't do any of the carbon taxes or any of the carbon cuts. So everything, he just endorsed dictatorship. Then he said, oh, China did all this to save us from greenhouse gases, and they're the ones building a new coal power plant with no scrubbers every week while all our clean ones have been shut down. So you can't do business here because energy's too expensive. It's we're in checkmate, folks. It's so sad, but it's all spiritual, so we'll make it through it in the end. We'll be right back with our special guest, Sheila Gunreed. I'm Alex Jones.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count them when the deal's done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count.
A lot's happening. There's a lot of big stories on InfoWars.com we haven't had time to cover, but one of the top British authors ever has come out and said, this is a police state, it's a takeover, it's criminal, it's illegal, it's fear-mongering, and big tech runs it. I'll tell you about that after our guest leaves us. And Jay Dyer is a great researcher, and he's really good at taking research that's been done and expanding on it and just really laying it out good, because we never territorialize research. So many people say, oh, well, you know, you covered some research somebody else did. Great. Oh, somebody else covers it when I did it. Or, oh, Jay Dyer is about to cover what you covered. Is that all right? Absolutely. This is not territorialization. I'm glad listeners 3 weeks ago told us to look into SPARS 2025, 2028. We did. We put it out. It's gone mega viral. The former head of Defense Intelligence, former National Security Advisor to the President's endorsed it, said you should watch it, you should see it. And Jay Dyer is coming up in the next hour with his great research. I can't wait to see his view on it. And I can't wait to see your view on it. You should all shoot videos on this because it's so incredibly important. I brought the territorialization because, you know, I see this when we do this. It's like, it isn't about who first broke it. It's about getting it out to everybody. Emergency Saturday broadcast, world shocked by SPARS, 2025-2028 document, 2,073,000 views. Well, that sounds great at Band.Video. It needs 100 million views and we beat these people. It's all right there. But 2 million is a good start. But I'm not doing this and putting my life on the line and flying a helicopter right on the Mexican border where they shoot at helicopters and doing all this to, like, lose. I'm not all in skin in the game with half measures. We're going to win. But you've got to throw caution to the wind here, folks, and use the power you have to spread the word. So going back to Sheila Gunreed, who's a great lady, but notice she has that Christian humble. She's like, thanks for caring that our big giant church shut down for 6 months, arrested the pastor, put a fence up with 50 cops and security. Well, I mean, he's like, thanks for covering Waco being blown up, or thanks for covering World War II. I mean, you are what's happening to all of us. We're in this together. This is outrageous. So what other points? And I'm not putting you down for, like, just because you're humble. It's like, thanks for covering what's happening. We should, every church should be upset. Every mosque should be upset. Every synagogue should be upset. Every Buddhist temple should be upset. If we don't have religious freedom, we have nothing. Go ahead, please.
Well, Alex, it's funny that you mentioned, you know, Waco. And really, that's how this church is being treated right now. It's being treated like an active shooter event. I'll break some news to you right now that came in to me on my cell phone while I was on break. Besides the fact that there's a police checkpoint at the end of the driveway there and 24-hour-a-day surveillance on the church, they basically set up a command center outside of this church to make sure that nobody can access it. But I'm receiving text messages from people who are there right now. And when I'm off air with you, I'm going to zip out back up to the church to cover it. But there are people there who camped out overnight there. And it's not very nice weather here. It's northern Alberta. It's pretty cold. But they spent the night in tents because as long as the police are going to be there, they are there. And they said now the police are blocking off the public road.
Exactly, because they're scared because their attempted intimidation's backfired. This should be the Christian Woodstock. Everyone in Canada that can get there, I'd say the U.S., but your borders are so controlled, unless you're a legal alien. Everyone should go there, bring pizzas, bring barbecues, bring... I think if 20,000 people show up, it will turn the tide against this tyranny. Don't you agree? Everyone should come there. Tell us where it is.
So that church is just west of the capital city of Edmonton, Alberta. It's really, you know, just a couple of miles outside of the city limits. It's very easy to get to. And, you know, there's a public road right there. You can get there and
for those
the landowner.
Then they must go now. What is the name? What is the address? Everyone must go now.
It's Grace Life Church, west of Edmonton. And there's a property owner right next door who is allowing supporters and congregants and anybody involved with the church.
And there's
to
no excuses, folks. I feel a disturbance in the force here. I think I already felt this yesterday. I said, I need to come to Canada, but they won't let me in. I covered Bilderberg. They arrested me, put me in jail for a day, all of it. But it was okay. Maybe I should get arrested coming. But everyone should come there and stand. This is a new Tiananmen Square. This is literally a communist China-style Uyghur takeover in America. So, guys, punch up the church's address. I want to give the actual address. No excuses. Grace Life, everybody needs to go there now peacefully. Blow that up for me. I don't mean physically blow it. They'll say, Jones said blow a church. I mean, blow it up. I can't read that. Just show me the address on screen. My eyes are not that good anymore. It's like, it's 51520 or 51529 A Range Road 262 Spruce Grove AB. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So here's the deal. Instead of being like, and I'm not putting you down because you're just like me. You're like, oh, thanks for caring that they've put a fence up and arrested the preacher. Thanks for caring. We're under attack, okay? You're under attack, so are we. All of us need to go there. If you're in Canada or if you're near the border, you get in legally, go there peacefully. Give aid and comfort to Christians under CHICOM, Governor, attack the Chi-Com agent. I just showed you him pledging allegiance to Xi Jinping, Trudeau. Everyone should go there. So they're scared, aren't they? They're now trying to block the road. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, so they're trying to block off that main road. So on the little map there, you can see that there's a highway that runs right by, and then there's a public road that comes down in front of the church. They're blocking that off at the highway, it sounds like. And what that does is it actually cuts off all the residents and landowners from accessing their land in the subdivision adjacent there. But that's
so they're in full panic now. They're blocking off major roads now.
Yes. That's what it sounds like. That's the reports that I'm getting from people who are there right now on the scene. That they're
in full panic mode. So let me guess. If 100 were out there yesterday, is it bigger today?
Yes. The weather's worse today, but it sounds like there are more people there today. And there were people there, Alex, all night long. It got dark. It got cold. And people just kept coming and coming.
And the leftists want their great evil. They can't believe you're not submitting.
Alex, I've never, ever seen overt Satanism in real life before.
You told me one of them said Satan is good. Tell people about that.
I've never seen overt Satanism like that. As you and I both know, the enemy works through all kinds of people, but this person drove by in a pickup truck, screamed at women and children whose church they're looking at being locked up. So they're distraught. And this guy screams at them that he's happy that their church is being closed. And then he yells at other people and he says to them, even the church of Satan follows masking laws. And that's why you should too. As a Christian, if you're telling me that Satan likes it, I'm more inclined to not do it. But that's the level of public discourse here, that the Satanists are telling the
Christians. Well, I'm telling my listeners, I'm telling them, if you live in Canada, whether you're 500 miles away or 20, you must go there, bring some muffins, bring some food, support these great people, because the system has drawn the line here. The enemy has drawn a line at your church. The enemy's run a line and said, and so they've chosen this as their Stalingrad, and I think we should make this their Stalingrad.
Well, and it's very disappointing to see some of the other pastors in the area say, well, why isn't this church making the same sacrifices that I am?
They make it a sacrifice to not to be shut down. They make it a sacrifice to traffic kids. They make it a sacrifice to submit. Those aren't real churches, and God knows it.
These other pastors, I mean, if they can reconcile...
These aren't pastors. These are World Council of Churches, Rockefeller pimps.
Well, they can reconcile with themselves and their congregations that they can be both obedient to the state and to God. That's fine. But this is a free country, and we still have freedom of religion, and they don't get to make those decisions.
Well, I predict they've shut that road down because thousands are massing. I feel it. I see it. I think there'll be 5,000 people tomorrow, 10,000 this weekend. I think they've jumped the shark. Call. You need to do it. Beautiful, beautiful soul. Tell people, Sheila Gunn-Reed, come peacefully now. Call them. Tell them.
If people are going to come to support Grace Life, they welcome the support. But if you're coming, come peacefully and come respectfully. But they would appreciate your support. They need it now more than ever. Their church has been seized by the state. They need all the support.
Obviously,
that they
we
can
want
get.
To be peaceful, but we need you to then call them. Say, help us. Call them.
Well, I don't want to speak for the church, Alex. I really don't want to
speak
for the church.
But just as a Canadian, as a human, I'm just saying that everyone needs to hear you call for that. I'm calling for it. We call for people to stand up for religious freedom.
Absolutely. It's something that I've always done. I'm headed there right after I get off the air with you, Alex. And I'll be there on Sunday also.
All right, we'll be right back. Let's do 5 more minutes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.